Thank you for listening to the Streams Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. We are a community that strives to know Jesus and make him known. If you like our podcast, subscribe and leave us a great rating on Apple Podcast. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy.
Good morning, Streams. All right. So, I'm John, and we just wrapped up our series on James last week, and it was about practical ways to use our faith through some difficult times. And before we get into our next series, I get to do this little one-off on Valentine's Day. And first, I want to say thank you to Pastor Lloyd for giving me this opportunity to speak. I am so honored to be here. I'm really excited to talk to you guys today. And so we're here on Valentine's Day. And it's usually the day that we talk about love, right? And we have this verse, 1 Corinthians 13, it's the love chapter. It's anytime I've done a wedding, it's the one that gets requested to read through. And it's a lot of people's go-to, but I want to focus on the last verse in particular, 1 Corinthians 13:13, which is three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And when I read this scripture, I feel like we have faith, hope, and love. I feel like I'm very focused on faith and love. I have hopes, but like I don't think about that too often. To some extent, I kind of let that one pass me by. It's a thought. Hope's when I'm in trouble, right? And I sit here and I think, this week I was looking at these things because I was like, all right, I'm going to preach on love. But I was like, what is hope? Like, think about it. Biblically, what is it to hope? So I spent some time this week trying to figure that out, because I look at love, I think, okay, that's easy. It's all over the Bible. God is love. Love your neighbor. Love your God. Love yourself. Love your car. Love your dog. Love your kids. Love your wife. Not in that order. Faith, I can grasp that, right? It's all throughout the Bible. Nothing is impossible through faith. It can move mountains. These are concepts that were repeated over and over and over again. Faith in love, but hope? My hope looks like I hope there's no traffic today. I hope the house is clean when I get home. I hope we have an uneventful election. I hope that the Roomba doesn't pick up my dog's poops. I hope I remember to pick up my dog. That was my Tuesday. It was terrible. It was all over the place. I hope the Super Bowl game is a close one. Yeah. Hope, at least to me, seems the least real. And the way I tend to use it seems the most useless. Because love's assured. God loves you. Our Father loves us. Faith is assured, for by grace you have been saved through faith. But hope next to these two things seems so flimsy, so wishy-washy. So why is it here? Next to these two pillars of Christianity, right? Faith and love, we have hope. And I look back at this previous year and all the times I've hoped during it, and I think many of us are ready to move on from the topic of 2020. At least I'm tired of it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of talking about it. I would be happy to pretend it never happened. It was a year where I felt like I hoped a lot and was met with a great deal of disappointment, at least in the way I'm describing. It was without a doubt one of the most painful years of my ministry, losing a career position, losing friends, confidence. I felt like my heart was leaking. And I wasn't sure where I was going. It was like there was a fog in front of me. And for the first time ever, I'm sitting here, I'm looking, I'm with God. And I'm like, God, what am I doing? And I remember hoping over and over again that things would change. And I'm super grateful, because in the midst of this pain, Pastor Lloyd had helped me pick up the pieces and get me back on track. He gave me this job, and he helped me with direction and mentorship. And the year, it starts to improve. But I'm still like in my head about so many things, like, man, I can't wait for this pain to be over. I hope 2021 is different. I can't wait for things to get back to normal. And I don't know about you guys, But I remember on New Year's Eve, when that clock hit midnight, I was so excited because $100 bills just shot out of my TV. And my yard mowed itself. A brand new car was parked in my driveway with my name on it. My dog wanted to poop outside. Oh my gosh, incredible. I knew at that point, 2021 is going to be my year. Is that your experience? Like, of course that didn't happen. When the clock hit 12, not a single one of my problems went away. Not a single issue that plagues the world today disappeared. Time just kept rolling on through. And after a year of dealing with my own discontentment, my own complacency, my own insecurities, my own pain, I want you to know, this wasn't all at once. It was little things. It was 100 little things that poked holes in my heart. I missed seeing my family, hanging out with my friends, doing the things I used to do. I remember when I could do this. I remember when I had this kind of freedom. I remember when things were better. And slowly over time, hope seeped out and disappointment crept in. And you don't realize it's happening. It's not an event. But one day you wake up and about something or another or whatever else. I woke up and I was like, what's the point? What good is hope when nothing seems to change? You know that verse, Jeremiah 29:11, For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. I think this is an amazing verse. I actually think this set of scriptures are beautiful and they show the heart of our Father and shows where he's at with people despite how messed up they are and the direction that they chose. But as you read it, God says, I have a plan and purpose for you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. And then if you keep reading, the Israelites are thrown into one of the most painful seasons of their existence. And if you think, wait, but God said he wanted to prosper them and not to harm them. He did, and he meant it. But God actually said this because he knew what was about to happen. God said this, in fact, he goes on to tell them what he's going to do for them. As it follows up, he paints a picture of exactly what will happen. God shows them their future with him. And I think this is awesome because in the throes of their pain, God says, I have more for you. In the throes of their pain, he says, trust me, keep going. This is what I have. And so many times last year, I would say, okay, God, you said you have a plan to prosper me and not to harm me. And I'd apply this to me. But here I am getting my face kicked in by the devil. So where's my prosperity? It's there, right? That's what it says. I'd like that side of plan and purpose. Oh, you're giving me hope. Well, it feels like I asked for a steak and you're giving me a Diet Coke. If you don't know, I'm a very naturally driven guy. I don't believe there's a mission I can't accomplish, a mountain I can't climb, a problem I can't fix, but for the first time in a long time, I was stuck, dead in my tracks, confused, hurting, not able to move forward. And I would say 2020 has me stuck, and 2021 looks like it's not going to be different. And while there's a lot of pillars that hold us up, faith, love, our family, our friends, what are those things that when you look at your life, you wish wasn't the way it was? Or maybe when you take a step back and you look at the year or the relationship or your job, career, whatever you have, and you ask yourself this question, why doesn't this look like the way it used to? Those things that you hope would be better, or hope would change, or hope that they may have, are currently, it's something that may be already leaking and you don't realize it. And again, it's not something that just happens. But at some point, people come to this place where they no longer hope They no longer want to try. They no longer believe something can change. We go from a couple of arguments to a relationship status change, a divorce. We go from a bad day at work to I hate my job. We go from a few unfortunate purchases to struggling to pay the rent. It's a slow, creeping, dark place that happens over a long period of time where we stop loving our wives, our kids, our husbands, our jobs. Love and faith start to fade, and it's because our hope for things to change fades as well. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. This means without hope, your heart becomes sick. And God makes it clear the heart's very important to him. It's our point of compassion. It's love. It's what he speaks to. It fuels our faith. And while I don't think that most situations that we find ourselves in are hopeless, and many of us know that our faith, hope, and love are firm, there are parts of our life that we hope would be better. We hope would look different. And it's in that place that something just might be leaking. And it might turn into something worse. And 2020 didn't create a bunch of holes in my life. It showed me where those leaks were, though. It made them obvious. And I knew if I was going to make it through and thrive in 2021, something is going to have to change, and hope is at the center of it. I think of faith, hope, and love like this. Faith is like the car that you drive. You can get in it, you start it, you can use it for protection, use it to, it is a tool that has been given to you. Faith, you have faith. Love is the fuel that God pours into you to operate that faith. Hope is the direction. Hope is the place that you're aiming to go to. If you don't have hope, you don't have direction. And if you don't have direction, you're aimlessly wandering around. Has anyone here ever had to do busy work? Boy, there is nothing more soul-crushing than busy work for the sake of busy work. Because you're just doing it. There's no purpose to it. You know it doesn't produce anything. No one has shown you why it matters. No one has told you why this is important. So it's not. And you feel like you're wasting your time. And people who feel like they're wasting their time stop caring. That's aimlessly wandering around. That happens in your careers, but it also happens in every other facet of people's lives. Things just stop mattering. That's a painful walk. That's a Christian walk that over a long period of time will hurt more people than help people, will hurt you more than help you. That's a walk that will hurt you far worse than a singular event or a year. It's in those places that people sit and they start to become sick. Our marriage is, I don't want to deal with this. My marriage is fine. It doesn't look like it used to, but that's okay. We don't need counseling. I don't want to talk about my job. I don't want to be there. I'm not there right now. I don't want to deal with it. Life is good, at least I'm not homeless. I'm happy single. I just wish I wasn't alone. It's dismissive. There might be a leak there. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so we look at 2021, we know it has to be different. We're like a month in now. And, you know, I'm sitting here, I think, I need to move in faith with love in order for this year to be different in my heart. And in order to do that, I need hope. We need to be able to see where we're going. We need vision. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. If you catch that first part, shows the reality of what we hope for. In order for your faith to work, you must first have a hope. It's a step. The definition of hope is an expected desire to happen. It's not like a wish or wishful thinking. It's an expectation. Hope inspires you. It makes you want to move forward. It forms a direction or a vision in your mind that helps you understand where God wants to take you. And maybe you're like here, maybe you've took a step back and you're like, John, why on Valentine's Day do you want to talk about hope? Is this sermon just for the single people in the house? Are you hoping they find someone? No. I mean, yes. You're gonna like leave here and be like, John doesn't want single people to have anybody. No, I actually chose this one because I was praying about love and I felt like God put this on my heart. But two, because my hope and my vision for you is that you can find direction and navigate through life and not settle for less than what God has for you. And this starts with knowing and understanding hope. There are so many people in the world today who are complacent in their life, hoping things will change, hoping things will work out as they continue on in misery, complacent with their broken relationships with their families, wives, husbands, girlfriends, boyfriends, kids, bosses, whatever. And the hopelessness of their situation has reached their heart, and it's seeping sometimes slowly outward into the people that we love the most. I love my wife so much. She's incredible. Her name is Hannah. If you haven't met her, when she's here, I'll introduce you. She's amazing. She's a nurse. She's been working the COVID floor. It was an intense year for her. She works so hard. She's actually just recognized last month by Banner for being outstanding. It's really cool. She blesses me every day. She actually worked the night shift last night. She's working the night shift tonight. And she worked the night shift the night before. There's nothing she wouldn't do for me. There's nothing I wouldn't do for her. I'm telling you this because as far as love is concerned, we love each other. As often as I can, I spend time with her. I love my wife. But last year was challenging. And we didn't have an issue of connection. But our inner issues, those leaks, those holes, they poured out onto each other in a negative way. And it hurt other people, and it created more problems that built on top of each other. And then you start to feel more and more distant from a solution. And I think there are a lot of people who are hurting right now, whose hearts are sick. And we don't realize the impact it has on those closest to us. And we think nothing can change. Things are just the way they are. The journey is too hard. And we don't want to hope because disappointment at this time would be too painful. But in Jeremiah 29:11, God gave them a hope before a painful journey because it would be worth it in the end. See, God doesn't use hope as wishful thinking. The Bible says that all God's promises are yes and amen, right? God used hope as a promise to get them through a rough season, and then he came through on that promise. What he said would happen, it happened. And I love Valentine's Day. I do. It's a fun day to spoil my wife. And I know it's just another day, and sometimes you have people say, you should love your spouse every day. Yeah, well, you should love Jesus after Christmas and Easter too. That's not an attack. I'm just saying, sometimes it's fun to celebrate. Don't be grumpy. But I love that this is Valentine's Day on a Sunday because I get to relate it to what God's wanting me to say to all of you. To examine your hearts on where your relationships are at. To where your singleness is at, to where your marriage is at, where the people you love the most, examine it. See, my wife and I, we took some time at the end of 2020 to look at everything, to see what we wanted 2021 to look like, to see it, to picture it in words, in our heads. We wrote it down. What did we want to be? What did God want us to do? We pictured the end goal for what we're striving for. We made vision for our relationship, our finances, our weight, our families, our ministries, our careers, what we hope for, what we have an expectation for. And we started that faith card, we filled it with God's love, and we went after it. And the year's already looking very different, despite it actually being the same. Circumstantially, nothing's changed. But we have a direction. We have a hope, an expectation. And it's not because like we're super awesome. She is. She's amazing. I'm all right. But it's not like everything's fixed, but everything is looking actually hopeful. It's looking real. It's looking possible. When you look at people like David and Abraham, David didn't wish he could slay Goliath. David knew he could slay Goliath. Abraham didn't wish he could reach the promised land. He knew with God on his side, he could. You just said before, God goes before you, right? He was their hope. And as they moved, it became faith and action. So Streams Church, God has a hope for you. That part of you that you wish was different, God has given you hope. Make a vision for what you want God to accomplish in your life. And when I say make a vision for it, I mean picture exactly what you want something to look like. Most visions and goals, they never get off the ground because we make it some intangible, unattainable goal. We say things like, I want to lose weight. I hope I lose weight. I want to save money. I wish our marriage was better. I want it to be better. I don't want to be single anymore. I want to be closer to God. I want to be successful. And it just hangs there. Paint out what you want this to look like. How much weight do you want to lose? By what time? What do you want to save up? What are you saving for? What do you want your marriage to actually look like? What are you striving towards? What exactly are you looking for in a future spouse? By the way, single people, please take some time to figure it out. Because if you don't have a standard, it's just going to get off on a tangent. But what does it look like? Picture it. Write it out. Make a goal. Then make a plan. Do not let your current circumstance dictate the reality of the year. Let the hope of Christ do that. Let that be your direction. Take a look at your career, your school, your relationship, your spouse, your family, your future, and ask God for clarity and wisdom, for vision. And then ask yourself, what do I actually want from this? Find wise counsel as well. I am surrounded by people who are wise, who help me. Fellow believers who also care about me. We have that here in this community. Don't do this alone. You're not alone. If you find yourself in these places, we're here for you. And then once you get there, buckle up and get ready for a ride. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. If I could have the worship team come back up. When you place your hope in Christ, you will see your life move forward. But it starts with the question of, what are you dealing with right now? What do you hope for? Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for being our hope, for loving us so much, for always being there for us, for going before us, for lifting us up, for taking us to where we want to go, to taking us to where you want us to go. Lord, we thank you so much for this life that you've given. Lord, right now, we just want to pray for everybody here and everybody at home that you just pour into them right now, that you remind them that they're not alone, that you give them the peace that goes beyond all understanding, that you remind them that it's okay where they are, it's okay that you love them where they're at, that you have so much for them, that you want to be with them, that you are an incredible Father. And Lord, we thank you for loving us. Lord, we pray that as we walk out of here, as we wrap up today's service, that hope isn't just a word, that it means something to us. That the hope that you've given us is real, that we can have an expectation of hope because it's in you. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our sermon. If you want to know more about us, you can find us at streamschurch.org or on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And if you enjoyed this content, subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Till next time, have a great week.